Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you'd like to join the Fall Line in supporting and donating to Black Lives Matter and other justice-focused organizations, you can find a resource page listing groups in need of donations on our website news blog. In the early morning hours of April 13, 1998, a burning carpet was found on a dead-end road in Nashville, Tennessee. The flames had been raging for hours, unnoticed by residents who were still asleep in their homes. Wrapped inside that carpet was the body of a young man who the police could not identify, though the medical examiner was eventually able to determine his race, age, weight, height, and details of his clothing. And a few miles away, in North Nashville, a young man had gone missing. On April 12th, just one day before the unidentified victim was found. A missing persons report was filed for this young man on April 15th. And then, on April 16th, Nashville was hit by one of the worst tornadoes the city had ever seen.
An historic tornado outbreak of at least 13 tornadoes struck Middle Tennessee on April 16th, 1998. Many of these tornadoes were strong or violent, and tracked long distances, killing four people and injuring nearly 100 people, while causing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. The most infamous tornado during the outbreak struck downtown Nashville, blowing out numerous windows and skyscrapers and causing the collapse of some older buildings. This tornado outbreak was unusual in several respects. The event lasted nearly the entire day, with the first round of severe weather beginning very early, around 4 a.m. Central Standard Time, and the second and more significant round of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes occurring during the afternoon and evening.
And in the wake of that tornado, the unidentified man was buried in a potter's field in Metro Bordeaux Cemetery. And the missing young man? His case was closed for over a decade.
What if this was your son and he was missing and someone mishandled his case and it turned out that he was murdered and it took you 15 years to find out? How would you feel?
But it wasn't closed forever. Because of his sisters, determined to find out what had happened to him, faced with obstacle after obstacle, they began to investigate their brother's disappearance themselves.
I'm not a detective, you know, I'm just a person who's trying to get justice for her brother. So I just think of things that would only make sense to do, you know? That's why I want the file to see exactly what was done.
Nobody knew where he was. So I called a private investigator to try to see if they could take the information that I had discovered and do something with it. I wanted to see if he could take the information that I found and do something with it, because I know that they have privileges and they know things that we don't know. And the man simply told me, well, I was like, look, I work at Champ Sports. I make $5 an hour plus commission, but I'm really looking for my brother. And I asked him, can you help me?
This season on The Fall Line, you'll hear both stories and find out how two women from Nashville, Tennessee, decided to tackle a cold case on their own. Season 9 begins on June 17th with Part 1, An Unidentified Man. Be sure you're subscribed so you get those episodes as soon as they're released.
Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y-Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y-Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.